This is a DJBooth.net exclusive interview.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Z doing it real big, and joining me inside the DJ booth is one half of the only duo that I enjoy listening to rap about pushing weight and chopping rock. With a brand new album in stores and another one right around the corner, this man is busy. Please welcome Pusha T of The Clips. How you doing?
Yo, what's going on? What up? It's your neighborhood Pusha right here. How you doing?
I'm pretty good, man. Thank you for joining me. I know you guys got a busy, busy agenda. Of course, album out in stores, album around the corner, like I mentioned. Do you find time to do the essentials, like breathe and eat?
Yeah, definitely going to breathe and eat, man. But like you said, it's been a very busy time for The Clips. You know, first things first, that Clips Presents the Re-Up Gang, that album's out in stores. And, you know, for those who don't know, you know, we had a mixtape series. We got it for cheap, volumes 1 through 3, which inspired this whole album coming out right now. You know, basically looking at it as just a springboard to launch to everybody in their own creative direction. The Clips, Sandman, and Lava make up the Re-Up Gang. The Clips are definitely a duo, Sand and Lava are soloists. So it was just a good way just to showcase everybody's talents and, you know, and just hopefully get everybody off and rolling into there on their path.
Definitely. A few people who have already picked up a copy of the new album and have also heard and are familiar with, like you mentioned, your Got It For Cheap mixtape series, they're saying that there's some feel about the album that's different from the mixtape series. So considering some of the material from the last mixtape was actually carried over and remixed on this album, what are your thoughts on the difference between your album content versus a mixtape type of content?
The Clips album versus the Re-Up Gang is different because I think that the Re-Up Gang is a bit more aggressive. Mm-hmm. Like, it's more aggressive and it's just more just trying to kill you with line for line. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that the Clips albums are more, a bit more song oriented, and even though it's still hardcore, it's just a bit more formatted. The mixtape to me has a more of a rawer feel.
Now, our very own Nathan S. actually made a comparison between a Re-Up Gang mixtape and, of course, in stores, the new Clips Presents the Re-Up Gang album. He wrote, "Where the mixtape delivers body blows, the album sticks and jabs, and where the mixtape was straight dope, the album feels like it's cut with a little bit of musical baking soda." So in other words, he says, the Re-Up Gang is their own worst enemy. They're so good, they make themselves look bad. I mean, do you agree with that type of assessment?
All right, musically, I would look at the mixtape series versus the album that we put out, and it's sort of tough and it's sort of an unfair comparison, because when we do mixtapes, we stick to the essence of a mixtape. We stick to the 1995 rules of a mixtape. You take beats that are already out, so when a listener hears us on those beats, that's half of the battle for a listener.
Sure.
I expect people to have their opinions about the production of this album or whatever the case may be, because if you fell in love with the mixtape series, you were in love with the lyrics that you loved over beats that you had heard before and were familiar with. If you love the Clips, you fell in love with the great Neptune's production. I mean, guys who are just totally musical geniuses. To compare the production from either A, a mixtape, or B, a Clips album to the Re-Up Gang Presents, it's a bit unfair.
Do you think you've almost spoiled your fans? They've gotten so used to all this great material on your mixtape series that when they hear an album, it might not necessarily match up?
Spoil them. I can't ever say you spoil the fans. I mean, you're supposed to give them what you got.
Yeah.
But like I said, it's just sort of, I think the Clips fan and the Re-Up Gang fan is a lyric driven fan. They will always find gems. They will always find gems in anything that the Re-Up Gang does.
Mm-hmm. No matter where they're looking, I agree.
Yeah.
Let's go back for a second. We spoke in April of 06. We did a radio interview, and you compared the Re-Up movement to the quote unquote new Death Row Records. You said there will not be a dynasty like us. So more than 2 years later, are you still confident that that can and will happen?
I think that when you see, starting with this album, this Sandman solo album, the Pusha solo album, and going forward, the other artists, Lava, you know, I think that you will definitely be impressed. Definitely. I don't have a worry in the world about that.
Okay, let's focus on the word dynasty. Still a possibility, though. Dynasty.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay. Pusha, with all the poppy, dance-driven, radio-friendly rap music that's been dominating the charts, radio waves, airwaves, and corporate influence websites, does lyrically-driven, creative, and stimulating hip-hop, what you guys produce and give to the masses, need a reintroduction, no pun intended, into this game?
A reintroduction is a big statement, because there is good lyric-driven hip-hop out there.
Is it appreciated,
though? I look at it like what we do is we focus. We focus on the bass, and we do everything in our power to expound on the bass and bring people into our fold. That's just the way I'm trying to attack the situation.
Do you feel what you're doing is being appreciated?
Yeah, okay. Definitely, man. I mean, this hip-hop game is... You know, when I look on the net and when I go do these shows, appreciation can be 1,000 people in a venue, you know,
mm-hmm.
and chanting and saying your words and doing what they do. Or it can be, you know, they can be 30,000, of course, in the stadium. But I get the same feel from both.
So as long as you're seeing that support, you know you're being appreciated. Definitely.
Of course. I tell people all the time, you know, we sold a platinum album. We sold an album that I don't even know what it's scanned today, 250, whatever.
But it should have gone platinum.
Yeah, it should have. But hey, let's, you know, we got to call a spade a spade.
Sure.
We can't say, like the clips have learned, you can't say woulda, coulda, shoulda
you're
no
right.
more. So we leave that alone. Like my shows are Hell Hath No Fury based. That's my album. I love that album. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Like, you know, hits or whatever was on Lord willing, that's fine. You'll get some of those as well. But even though it didn't sell as much, that's what we love to do.
Let's concentrate right now on this creative lyricism. You guys are in my top five, so I want to know who's in your top five right now, who you feel is on the same level creatively as far as lyrical ability.
Okay, my top five.
No ties either, because that's lame.
Yeah, no particular order, but I can give you five.
That's fine.
Andre 3000, Jay-Z, Kanye West, lyrical ability,
mm-hmm.
Fabulous.
Okay, one more.
One more?
One more.
Jadakiss.
And Jadakiss. Damn good top five. Can't disagree with any of those selections. Let's roll off of the project we've been talking about and roll on to the very well much anticipated new Clips album. Tentatively titled Till the Casket Drops, and I read it's set for a November release. What are the chances that that actually holds?
No November release. You should have a single
okay.
by then, in top of the year, January.
Okay, first quarter 2009.
Yes, first quarter 2009.
Okay, great. This album, how is it going to be the same? How is it going to be different than what the public, who are not huge Clips supporters, are already familiar with?
Okay, different. Production credits will be shared, and it won't just be Neptune's.
Okay.
There will be other high-caliber producers, Sean C and LV, The Runners, The Justice League, The Neptune's as well, DJ Khalil, Dame Grease, We haven't been in yet with Just Blaze, but I know he's on the list. Just Blaze, okay. Kanye, and Swiss.
That's a nice list.
Yeah.
That's a real nice list. I also read Rick Rubin. Are you guys going to be working with Rick?
That's also been spoken about, too. See, I can't say Rick because I didn't hear Rick's music. I got CDs from Swiss. And I heard 10 joints with Kanye the other day. And so, you know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't say him. I didn't say Rick because I didn't hear music. I didn't hear any music yet. So I don't want to try to fool anybody. But just because you said it, yeah, because you said it, you know, and everybody knows Rick Rubin signed us as well.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it for sure.
All right. So that's the difference. You talked about the difference and you talked about who you're going to be working with.
Right.
Obviously, the same is lyrically driven, creative rhymes. Are there going to be a lot of guest appearances, or are you keeping it strictly Clips?
No. I think we're gonna do a few guest appearances that I'm not gonna say, because I want to make sure I have them. I don't want to tell nobody anything that ain't true. But definitely, we're looking to, you know, venture off into other people that we admire.
Okay.
We think are good.
What is the most important thing that has to happen for you guys to see the success that you know you're capable of achieving, but up to this point with previous stints has fallen a little short?
A planned out marketing campaign.
How are the Clips best marketed?
I think the Clips are best marketed by, you have to tie in all of the things that people are so familiar with the Clips. Like, you have to really market the world of the Clips. The Clips' major success that started in the ghettos of the world was grinding. So you don't exclude them. After you hit there, you were introduced to I hate to call them hipsters, because I just think it's the cool bunch.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we were introduced to like just the cool bunch of folks, the guys who are up on everything, you know, with the We Got It For Cheap series, with the fashion, with the bait, BBC, all of that stuff we were doing. you know, all the, you know, just the whole Japanese influence fashion stuff. We were introduced to that culture as well, so you don't exclude them at all. Then you just, you know, you tie in all these impressions, and you tie in all those different worlds, and you bring them together.
Does Sony and Columbia know all this? Because if not, I will gladly pitch them the last 5 minutes of our conversation, and I will only charge you guys 10%. How does that sound?
Listen, that's fine with me. I have no problem with anyone making money. As long as they help in our situation.
I have no doubt that you guys are going to take care of what you are able to take care of, and that's the music. Hopefully everything else will just fall into place, and I sincerely hope that this is the breaking point in your career where you don't have to look back and answer any more of those what-if kind of questions. Pusha, go ahead, give everybody a website or a MySpace page they can find out more about the new album Stores Now and what you got coming up in the next few months.
Go to myspace.com/clips, you know, to the casket drops. You can hear about Play Clothes, the new clothing line. You can hear about it all.
Thank you so much for joining me inside the DJ booth, and I wish you guys nothing but the best of luck.
Z, thanks a lot.